town. Read all about it. Extra, extra, extra.
Another exciting adventure of fighting editor Steve Wilson of the Illustrated Press, whose newspaper creed stands for freedom and justice against the forces of violence and evil.
The power and freedom of the press is a flaming sword, that it may be a faithful servant of all the people. Use it justly, hold it high, guard it well.
Now to Big Town and the dramatic expose of a crime endangering the youth of a great city. Headline, Teenage Terror. Night in Big Town. And here is a crowded metropolitan residential section with its big apartment buildings rearing up into the sky. Here's a plot of lawn around a high school building. Dark now in the night. But just beyond, there's a brightly lighted drugstore on the corner. A man, hat down over his eyes, stands in front of the drugstore. He's waiting. Another man comes running up to him.
That's you, Louie.
Hey, Danny, what's new?
Louie, didn't you hear what happened? Louie, you gotta listen.
So talk, what happened?
Listen, half an hour ago, your car was smacked up.
What?
I'm telling you. Whoever was driving it, trying to get through a red light, zoom, smacked by a truck. But you was driving. I hung around to see what would happen. Then I seen him drag out some young guy. I couldn't figure out his face.
You sure it was my car?
Louie, I'm telling you. I think I don't know your car when I see it. The license number's Danny. What's the matter, Louie? Who was in it?
Was he hurt? The guy driving, was he hurt?
Right. He's dead, Louie. There was some other young punk inside. They hauled him away in an ambulance. Why? You know who it was, Louie?
Yeah, I know who it was.
Who?
I loaned a car to him. He must have been in a jam.
Oh, who was it?
Just the guy we got to sell the marijuana reefers to the high school kids. That's all it was. Our race salesman.
Mike?
Yeah, Mike. Must have been smoking some of those himself.
Why'd you have to get him to lend me a car, Louie?
Did I know he was going to pull a crash, you dope?
Oh, but... Louie.
Yeah?
When the boss finds out that Mike's been killed...
Yeah, I know that. Don't you think I've been thinking of that?
We'll have to go tell him.
He told us never to come to his joint, didn't he?
Yeah, but about this, he'll have to know about it, Louie. He'll have to know that Mike was killed, and we ought to tell him.
All right, all right.
What's the matter, Louie?
Nothing.
I know. He's scared to think what the boss will do when he finds out Mike was killed driving your car. That's it, ain't it, Louie?
Come on.
Come on, we'll go tell him.
Press run began a couple of minutes ago. What can I do for you? You want to buy supper?
Thanks, Steve, but there's a woman outside wants to speak to you. Uh-oh. She's in trouble.
Well, I'll ask her to come in, Laura. We'll see if we can help her.
She said she waited until she figured you'd be through. Come on in, Mrs. Mack.
Thank you, Mr. Wilburn.
This is Steve Wilson, Mrs. Mack.
I hope you're not too busy, Mr. Wilson.
Well, no, go on.
But I'm just at my wit's end. And I didn't want to go to the police, but still, I just had to have help from somebody.
Whatever I can do now, what's the trouble?
It's my boy, Johnny.
Oh, sit down, Mrs. Mack.
Johnny's really a good boy, Mr. Wilson. Honest, he is.
Now, Mrs. Mack, you just get yourself comfortable. Now... How old is your son, Johnny, Mrs. Mack?
He's 17. He's a senior in high school and such a good boy. But in the last few weeks, well, I could tell there was something going wrong. It was Mike got him started running around with that bad crowd.
And who is Mike?
Mike graduated out of high school last year. Johnny always looked up to Mike and got in with his crowd, but it worried me. And in the last few weeks, Johnny just hasn't been the same boy. I could tell, but I didn't know why until tonight.
Tonight? What happened tonight?
Just the worst thing of all, Mr. Wilson. Tonight, Johnny and Mike, they went out in the car, see, and they smashed it up. Mike was killed.
Oh. And Johnny?
He wasn't killed, Miss Kilburn. An ambulance came and took him away. He was hurt bad. It's worse than that.
Oh, please. Please go on, Miss Mack.
The doctor says it's obvious Johnny had been smoking marijuana.
Huh?
He said they found a leaf in his pocket.
Oh, see.
Mrs. Mack, are you sure of that?
Yes, I'm sure. Johnny started going around with the fellows that sell it, don't you see, Mike and the others, and that's the trouble he's been in. That's what I want to stop him from.
Now, just a moment, Mrs. Mack. You say that there are men selling school children these drugs on a regular basis.
That's right, Mr. Wilson. That's why I came down here. I didn't want to go to the police because it's my son.
Do you have any idea who these men are?
No.
Does your son Johnny know who they are, Mrs. Mack?
Maybe he does, Mr. Wilson. I don't know. I hope he's not too close to me. Will you help me, Mr. Wilson? Will you help Johnny?
I certainly will, Mrs. Mack. And in the process, we must do something about finding these despicable men. And I mean despicable.
Mr. Gallery says you may come in.
Oh, thanks.
Go straight across the floor. His office is over there. Just walk right in.
Okay, thanks, man.
Danny, Louis, come in, both of you. Close the door behind
you. Okay, here we are.
What do you mean by coming to my club? How many times have I told you I don't want you around here? Don't want to see you within 20 blocks of here. Hmm? How many times?
We had a cup, Gallery. It's important. Hello.
Oh? Sit down, both of you.
Like he says, boss, it's important.
What is so important? You disobey my instructions. Hmm? So?
Tell him, Louis.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mike, the kid was selling stuff at Central High School. He took my car and smacked it up tonight. He was killed.
Oh? He took your car, hmm? With your permission, Louis?
Well, no, I didn't exactly...
Was he on his stuff, Louis?
Maybe later, boss, but I don't think he was when he took the car.
Where was the registration of the car, Louis?
I kept it in the glove compartment.
Oh. Louis?
Yeah, boss?
This business we're in. The profit we make out one single marijuana reefer is at least 10 cents. You know that?
Yeah, sure.
I pay you, Danny, a dozen others like you, 10 times what you can make anywhere else. Why? Because we sell enough of those reefers to make it worth my while. Right, Louis?
Yeah, boss.
First, marijuana. Later, to the same young customers, we sell more expensive items. Heroin. Cocaine. Our profit is higher, demand greater. The supply creates an even greater demand. Now, much money is tied up in this business, Louis.
Yeah, I know it, boss. That's why I came down.
Only two things can interfere with this business, which is so profitable, Louis. One, cops, two. Stupidity. You've been stupid, Louis.
Well, now, boss, listen, I...
Some days you can't do anything right, eh, Louis?
Yeah, that's right, boss.
One, you loan him your car. Two, when he's on the stuff. Three, you leave the registration in the car. Four, this means the cops know it's your car. He's backed up. Five, you come down here, maybe tying me up to the whole thing. And six, one of our best salesmen is killed. Six mistakes, Louis. Six mistakes. All in one night.
Now, boss, wait. No, listen, Gallery, it's you.
Oh, yes, I can, Louis. Yes, I can.
I told him it was a mistake, Gallery. I told him.
Danny?
Yeah?
You will throw this body in an empty lot somewhere. Was there anybody in the car besides Mike?
Yeah, a kid.
A girl?
No, it's a boy. It's just a kid, Gary. You don't know from nothing.
Make sure of that, Danny. You make sure of that. It'd be stupid to let that kid live if he knows too much, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
If he knows anything, kill him, Danny. If he knows anything, and you don't kill him, Danny, I'll find out about it. So will you.
And to Steve Wilson and Lorelei Kilburn, who together with Mrs. Mack are now in the big town hospital, standing beside Johnny Mack's bed.
Are you okay, Johnny? You hurt bad, Johnny.
Okay, Mom.
But the bandages...
I'm okay. Let me out an hour or so.
Oh, no kidding. I'm just going to whack it around. No bones busted. Johnny, I brought Mr. Wilson and Miss Kilburn with me because they wanted to ask you some questions. You don't mind, do you?
You don't mind anything except for how awful I feel about Mike. Getting in that wreck and all it meant.
We know about the marijuana, Johnny.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I feel awful about.
How do you mean you feel awful, Johnny?
Shame. I wish it had never happened. I wish I'd never bought any of that stuff off of Mike. I think I know better now.
Well, for your sake, I hope so, Johnny.
I just want a chance to prove I'm through with it, Mr. Wilson. But I'm not asking anybody to give me a chance. I'm going to make a chance for myself.
I'm glad you're thinking straight now, Johnny. You say you've been buying reefers from your friend Mike.
Yes, sir, that's right.
You weren't the only one in the school with a bottle?
No, sir. There were others. Oh, listen, anything I can do to help break the ring up, believe me, I want to do it, sir.
Good, Johnny. Now, first, do you know where your pal Mike got the reapers he sold you?
Oh, I kept his mouth shut about all that, Mr. Wilson. All I know is that Mike sold the stuff.
Can you remember the names of any of his friends?
Oh, remember the name of one guy. You see, Mike used to hang around with two guys in front of a drugstore about a block from school. I never know who they were, but I could recognize them, I think. The one had a scar across the bridge of his nose, right here. The other one, he was a guy Mike called Louie.
Louie?
Yeah, he's the guy that loaned Mike his car last night.
Isn't that a help, Mr. Wilson? Not much, I'm afraid, Mrs. Mack. You see, the police found Louie's body in an empty lot near the river early this morning. He'd been shot.
Shot?
The police are sure his murder is tied up to the fact that Johnny and Mike were in his car last night. But won't that mean... Oh, maybe they'll go after Johnny, too.
No, don't worry about that, Mrs. Mack. Johnny's in no danger. He'd be in danger only if he knew about this dope ring and its operations, its personnel. Just the fact that he knows nothing keeps him safe.
Hey, Mr. Wilson.
Yes, Johnny?
Gives me an idea. Oh, look, I could hang around that same drugstore, see, until I run into the guy with a scar on his nose. Then I make out I know a lot more than I do, that I got a little black book, maybe, that Mike used to write names and phone numbers into, sir.
Absolutely not, Johnny. You'll do nothing of the kind.
Yeah, but maybe they take me right to the head of the gang, Mr. Wilson.
I won't permit anything to put you in danger, Johnny.
Yeah,
absolutely no.
Johnny gets pretty stubborn sometimes, Mr. Wilson. And if you're there to help him, how can he be in danger?
It might work at that, Steve. After all, if you and I are watching the whole thing, what can happen?
Sure, I meet these guys, and maybe they take me right to the guy you're trying to find, Mr. Wilson.
Johnny, you're right. We do want to get to the top men in this vicious dope ring, but we're not willing to jeopardize our life to do it. You can't do this thing alone.
All right, then. Will you help me, Mr. Wilson?
And more than that, we'll have the help of Inspector Callahan of Homicide and all his men. We'll make a thorough plan, Johnny. Now, first, where do you think you can contact the gang?
At the drugstore up at the high school, I think. Now, look, there's a restaurant across the street from there, see? You could be sitting there.
Then when you see this man with a scar, when you start talking to him, you make us a signal.
Right, Mr. Wilson. I'll brush my hand against my nose and then like this.
Then we jump in the car and follow you wherever he takes you.
All right. And now, from now, I'm getting out of the hospital. I'll go right up and hang around the drugstore this afternoon.
Right, Johnny. In the meantime, we'll line up Callahan and his men, then we'll go up to that restaurant. We'll be watching and waiting for you. And the man with the scar.
Park your taxi, Harry.
It's on a side street, boys, right in the corner for a quick getaway.
No danger. Some other fare trying to get you to drive them somewhere.
Miss Kilbane, even a hacky got the right to drop in once look up coffee every now and then.
I guess we're set then, Harry.
Is that the kid, the one across the street there?
That's right.
Just waiting. He's been waiting there now for over an hour.
I don't know about these kids. Are you sure you can trust them, boss?
Oh, we have to now, Harry.
See?
I see him. Well, what's that?
The man with the scar across his nose.
Yeah, there's Johnny's signal, Lorelei. That's the man, all right?
Oh, this is when I begin to get nervous, Steve.
I sure hope everything works out okay.
Plenty of gas in your hat, Harry?
I told you, boss.
What's he telling you? And what's Johnny saying? Oh, I wish we could be closer where we could hear just what it is they're saying to each other.
What you said, kid?
Well, I said I'm waiting to see you. Come hang around here, waiting to talk to you.
Yeah? Sonny Mark.
You know Mike, don't you?
Mike who?
I used to see you around with him, so I figured you were a pal of his. Maybe you'd want to help me with something.
Keep talking.
Oh, I thought maybe before the cops got too interested in Mike.
Cops? Why cops?
Come on. You know as well as I did about how Mike was selling stuff in school, and don't try to kid me. Now, the way I figured was before the cops start getting too interested in Mike, or any papers he may have left around, I better see if I can't get myself mixed up in Mike's job. Hey, say, pay, of course.
You know quite a lot for a little pup, don't you?
Yeah, plenty. What Mike told me, and the names and numbers in Mike's little address book, too.
Yeah, quite a lot. Now I want you to take over his job, don't you?
Yeah, sure, that's what I figured.
Hey, look. My car's right up the street.
Uh-huh.
Come on. You and I are going for a little while.
All right. Let it go. Harry, quick. Let's get the cab.
Don't let them out of your sight, Harry.
Don't worry, Miss Kilbane. I'm still wondering, Mr. Wilson, how much you can trust that kid. Maybe he's planning the old double cross, you know.
He's turning in that corner, eh?
Yeah, I see him.
You don't think he could hurt Johnny right there in the car, do you, Sid?
He's got to pay attention to his driving. At least I hope so.
Believe me, Mr. Wilson, I don't think he's going much of anywhere by now. He's tired and twisted, taking about 20 blocks to go swell.
That bad.
You mean you think he suspects he's being followed?
I was hoping he wouldn't suspect that, all right?
He's pulling over, pushed by the candy store.
Drive halfway down the block here and pull up yourself.
Johnny's staying in the car seat. Just his scar-faced man to go out.
You'll just have to wait, Lorelei. Wait for his next move.
Here he comes, Wilson, in a hurry.
I'll bet he went in to make a phone call, Steve.
That's what I was hoping, my lovely. Let's go, Harry. They're almost around the corner.
Hi, boys.
What do you mean, Steve?
I'm hoping that the man with the scar went into that candy store to phone to his boss, Lorelei, to set up an appointment. If that's the case, then this is no wild goose chase.
He's gone somewhere now, all right, Mr. Wilson. I'm fast.
Keep with him, Harry.
Beats me, Mr. Wilson. He must know by now we're following.
I can still see Johnny beside him, so he's all right.
He's going across the bridge. His thing is out of town.
No law against his boss living out in the country, I guess.
Well, you sound worried, Lorelei.
Oh, don't pretend to me, Steve. You know as well as I do that the road he's taking off the bridge leads east to the marshes, not to any place where his boss might live.
Hey, boss.
What is it, Harry?
Now that he's getting out of this here open country, I ain't sure I can keep too close to him.
Do your best, Harry. We've got to keep that boy in sight.
Where's the car?
The cave down here, Mr. Kilpoint. I'm running that cave. We'll be seeing it again in a minute.
Less than a minute, I hope, Harry.
I've been over this road before, Mr. Wilson. It straightens out again. See, we go around this cave like this. And if I got it straight again, we should see.
Hey!
It's gone.
But where could it have gone?
Look, there's not a car in sight. Nothing but that truck coming toward us. And you can see for at least 2 miles down the road.
Stop the cab, Harry.
Hey, this is eerie.
Must be a side road. Did we pass one?
I take my oath, Mr. Wilson. There's no side road off of this highway while we're in these marshes.
Should we stop this truck coming toward us, Steve? Ask the driver if...
Absolutely. We've got to, Lorna.
I'll wake him down. Larry!
Larry! Hi, lady. Hi, David.
G and L Moving Van Company.
He just waved back.
Where can that car have gone?
No houses to hide by, no trees.
Poor John.
Harry, it isn't possible for that car to have covered the 2 miles of highway ahead of us in the time we took to round that curve, is it?
Boss, that car ahead of us can't go 200 miles an hour. At least I don't think.
And all we can say is that...
Then it disappeared. And so is John.
Hello, Gary. Here he is.
Good work, Danny. So, this is a little punk, hmm?
Hey, what's the matter? What's going on? You drunk this guy about a job, and the first thing I...
Shut up. Don't try your imbecilic adolescent fibbing on me.
But listen...
Shut up. You listen. Trying to finger Gallery, hmm? A little punk like you, still wet behind the ears. Following Danny around, having a taxi follow him through the streets like in some dime novel.
I knew he was following me from the first block, Gallery.
Naturally. So you shake them off your trail according to our prearranged plan. Good. Now we have our young mastermind here. So we shoot it.
No, wait, then. Now listen, hey, Gallery.
Yes?
He was telling me something about some little book his pal Mike kept. Says it's got names and addresses.
Nonsense, a lie. Now children are trying to outwit Gallery. How old are you?
17.
Tell me, do you still cry like a baby?
No.
Good. Because I'm going to shoot you. And I don't want you blubbering like a baby when I do.
No, wait, mister. You...
For what?
Nothing, I guess. You're going to do it. You're going to do it.
That's right, Punk. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it.
All right,
If it makes you feel any better, I'm sorry I have to do it. It's a businessman's protection for his investments. Are you ready?
Sure.
Bye. Just a minute. Yes, what is it? You okay? You keep your mouth shut.
Don't worry about me, Gallery.
Open up, Gallery. Hey,
Gallery, you want to shut up?
This is your fault. You mustn't let me here. Open that door. You think we can fight it out against the cops here?
Where's that boy, Gallery? If you hurt that boy,
okay, I'll... Okay, Mr. Watson. Oh, Johnny, you're safe.
Get your hands over your head, Gallery. You think I'm crazy, Inspector? My club is surrounded by blues. What have you got on me? I run a respectable club. What right have you to come in here?
I don't think you can bluff your way out of this, Gallery.
He was going to shoot me, Mr. Wilson.
He lies, little punk. He lies. My word against his.
I wouldn't get excited about that, Gallery. We'll have a look to see if your gun wasn't the one that was used to shoot your mobster, Louis.
You'll never prove that.
I think we'll prove just that, Gallery. And what is more important, I think we'll be able to prove to the satisfaction of any big town jury that you're the rotten brains behind this whole drug ring.
I can testify, Mr. Wilson. What he said before you got here.
A good job, Johnny. Now, how did you tie it up to Gallery, Steve?
Well, when the car with Johnny disappeared, Callahan, Laurel and I decided there was just one place where it could possibly have gone. It was a chance that we took it. We called the police station on the bridge in the big town. I told them to keep their eyes out for the big G&L company moving van. And we figured a meeting was prearranged, and the car drove right up into the truck. There was no other place it could have gone.
I've heard of that trick before.
And all we had to do was tail the truck, and that brought us here to Gallery's club.
Boy, our plan almost didn't work, Mr. Wilson.
I want to talk to my lawyer. I'm saying nothing more till I talk to my lawyer.
I predict, Gallery, that nothing your lawyer can say or do will protect you from the just verdict of a jury when they understand the horrible menace you and your kind are to the young people of our land. Trafficking drugs is a despicable business. But when it involves teenage kids, surely there's nothing more hideous or more hateful.